Well, welcome back to our next edition of the Mike Cara Radio program, Eye on the Nation. We definitely have our eye on the nation as we are here in beautiful Ocoee, Florida, USA planet Earth. And yes, we've been taking a few months hiatus here on the show, and we're so blessed and happy to be back, and we hope for many shows. And we have a great guest to start off our newly continued, new and improved shows, and that is Mr. Philip Galinsky, and he's a great actor, voiceover artist, performer, entertainer, and Philip is the co-creator of the Manhattan Monologue Slam, the only live theater show where the audience picks the winner using their smartphone. Philip has appeared on Comedy Central, MTV, ESPN Classic, A&E, and the USA Networks. Philip can now be seen on Dora the Explorer. Explorer as the cake stealing bear, and Philip recently had a guest spot on the TV show Cheap Seats, and he's also appeared on the NFL Quarterback Club. And he performs his monthly, and he performs his monthly show, Facebook Comes Alive. And Philip, it's so great. You're the first guest here as this show is restarted here. So we want to welcome you. And you're in is it beautiful New York City? Is that it?
Yes, that's true. It's not as nice as Florida, but we're hanging in there. Thanks for having me on. I'm honored to be the first guest.
Right, my pleasure. So, Philip, we just read about 2 minutes of a great resume and bio there for you, but I would like to start at the beginning. And where do you think your passion for entertainment and, as we were mentioning, you do voiceovers and comedy, but where do you think you got your start, your passion for doing what you're doing?
Really, at an early age, because I'm the youngest of five boys, so I had four older brothers, so I had to do anything and everything to get food, whether that was acting or dancing or standing on my head.
Oh, so a little bit of everything. So that's
great. You know how older brothers can be. They can torture you.
Yeah, you never know with older brothers there. So basically, Philip, then tell us a little bit of how you got your start professionally. Then, as you mentioned, it was something that you started at a young age, and then is it something you started doing in college or earlier? Or?
I did some talent shows when I was in grade school, and I won a couple of them, but I didn't pursue it fully. It was just one of those things where I'd won. And then in high school, I was voted class clown, and that was fun. And I did some dabbling in theater, and then I went to college, and I minored in theater and then majored in communications, and I thought I was going to be an ESPN sportscaster, but I have too many goofy looks, so that didn't work out. And I saw an improv group in New Haven where I went to school that was doing improv that's kind of like Whose Line Is It Anyway? I don't know if you've ever seen that show.
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, so I was immediately, I loved it, so I immediately started taking classes and performing in New Haven, Connecticut, and then decided I wanted to pursue this, but I wanted to make money at it. I didn't want to be like a waiter actor kind of thing. So when I moved to New York, I made that pact with myself that I'm going to do this to, you know, make sure that I make money. And within the first 6 months, I had the bartending job and everything, and then I got a national commercial for MTV that was running while I was bartending. And so the manager of the bar looked at me and he was like, "Is that your commercial?" And I said, "Yeah." And he said, "Okay, I just want to let you know that I'm going to fire you in 6 months." And I was like, "Why? I didn't do anything wrong." And he said, "No, because you shouldn't be in the restaurant business if you want to do this kind of stuff. You should just really pursue it," because he was showing me a couple other people in the restaurant that started out as actors who ended up just being bartenders. So it really, you know, hit home to me. And from there, that really pushed me forward to just keep going and pursuing what I like to do.
Oh, okay. And so basically, Philip, then we were mentioning all those different things as far as like comedy and as far as voice overs and voice acting. And we understand, Philip, that you do a lot of voice overs for commercials. Now, this commercial you were mentioning, that was a voice over?
Yeah, I did. I'm featured on Dora the Explorer. I'm a bear that steals birthday cakes, and then Dora teaches me how to make birthday cakes so I don't steal anymore. And then your audience might know this very specifically. I'm the voice of all the TV commercials that run for the supermarket named Publix.
Oh, wow. Yeah, we got a lot of Publix here in Florida. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Of the, when you see the commercials, there's one where the kid and the dad are playing basketball in the driveway, and then there's another where there's a neighborhood, they're redoing a neighborhood, and I'm the voice of the commercial for that.
Oh, fantastic. So, yeah, we mentioned, Philip, that you're on Dora the Explorer, and could you tell us how that position all came about? I mean, how did you get that job?
Yeah, my agent knew that I could do character voices, and so the way they do it nowadays is if you have a home studio, if you have a home recording studio, they'll email you the script, and then you can practice it at home and then email them an MP3 of what what you thought your best work was. And I emailed them it. They liked it. And then they asked me if I could sing, and I was like, oh boy, I can't really sing. But they were like, you know, can you sing like Happy Birthday? And I said, oh yeah, I can do that. So I had to sing Happy Birthday in the bear's voice. And then after that, I got to go into a studio and record it. And it was really, really, really cool. I got to meet a lot of the producers of the show. And it takes about almost 2 years to make an episode, which I didn't know.
Wow, two years. So it is quite a process then.
Definitely.
Oh, okay. So so now is this particular character on Dora the Explorer ongoing? He was a cake stealing bear. Now he found that he could make cakes. So I mean, is this something ongoing for you?
I hope so. It depends. It all depends on all the little kids out there. If they like him, then they will. You know, bring him back, and hopefully he'll steal other things or make more birthday parties. So they're talking to me about the other ways that the future episodes can go. So fingers crossed, they should be on for a couple of more times.
Okay, and now, Philip, if you don't mind, I know this is on the phone, but can you give us a little demonstration of what the voice sounds like on Dora the Explorer?
Sure. Okay, let me prepare.
Sure.
I love birthday cake.
Oh wow, that's great then. So yeah, they definitely have a knack for that one, and you hope then that this will be maybe a long journey and a good journey as far as maybe other cartoon voices then.
Yeah, I did a bunch of cartoon voices for an internet company. For like internet games back in the early 2000s, so I had some training in doing it, so that was good, and I'd done those for about 3 years, so it was good practice for where I am now.
Okay, Philip, that sounds good. We're going to take a break. My guest today is Philip Galinsky, who is a great actor and performer and voiceover actor. You are listening to the Mike Kara radio program, Eye on the Nation. Definitely have our eye on the nation. As always, proudly broadcasting from Ocoee, Florida, USA, planet Earth. And please stay with us for our next segment.